This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 30th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ag labor bill out today. Trump can fire independent agency heads, and the acreage report is coming. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson will formally introduce his Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act today, setting up what supporters hope will be the most significant opportunity for ag labor reform by Congress in years. The proposal would make significant changes to the H-2A guest worker program by expanding eligibility for agriculture operations with year-round labor needs like the dairy sector, removing the requirement that agriculture work must be seasonal, and revising wage calculations and strengthening the application process. The bill reflects recommendations developed by the House Ag Committee Bipartisan Agriculture Labor Working Group. The measure enters Congress with broad support from farm groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, Western Growers, and the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, among hundreds of others. They argue the legislation would help address chronic labor shortages and provide greater certainty for employers. At the same time, labor and farm worker advocates are pushing back. A letter circulated on Capitol Hill yesterday by a coalition, including the AFL-CIO, United Farm Workers, United Food and Commercial Workers, and other worker groups, warned the reforms would expand employers' reliance on guest workers while weakening wage and workplace protections. Agriculture labor reform has repeatedly stalled despite years of complaints from producers that the current H-2A system is costly and restrictive. Supporters are calling Thompson's proposal the most significant opportunity in years to overhaul the program. While it will be introduced by Thompson, the bill ultimately will be under the jurisdiction of the House Judiciary Committee. You can read more on this story at agripulse.com. The Supreme Court yesterday affirmed the president's ability to fire the leaders of several independent agencies at will, overturning a 91-year-old precedent that had shielded them from executive influence. A 6-3 ruling, the court's majority found that President Donald Trump has the power to fire Rebecca Slaughter, a Democratic appointee to the Federal Trade Commission. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the majority, concluded the FTC wields executive power, so its leadership must answer to the president. He wrote, quote, "Our Constitution creates three branches, but only one president. That president is not all powerful, not by any means, but he's not impotent either. He and he alone vested with executive power." In the case, implications extend to an array of other independent boards and commissions like the Surface Transportation Board, Federal Communications Commission, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. But in a separate 5-4 ruling with Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh joining the liberals, the court held that the Federal Reserve's, quote, "for cause protections are constitutional," and let Governor Lisa Cook, whom Trump attempted to fire, remain in office for now as litigation continues. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. In one of the most watched ag reports of the year, USDA today will issue fresh estimates for this year's grain and soybean plantings. The big question, did surging fertilizer and fuel prices during spring planting lead farmers to alter their original planting plans. The increase in already elevated costs for farm inputs may have been outweighed by mostly good planting conditions this spring. Also today, the department releases its quarterly report on crop stockpiles. That's expected to remind traders that we have ample supplies, in the word of Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for StoneX Group. The market will compare today's estimates against USDA's projections in March, calling for corn acreage at 95.3 million, down 3% from last year's record big crop. Soybeans are seen at 84.7 million acres, cotton at 9.64 million acres, with a rise of 4% if it's realized. All wheat estimated at 43.8 million seedings, down 3% of the lowest since records began in 1919. It's primary day in Colorado. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, facing off against Attorney General Phil Weiser to be the Democrats' pick to run for governor in November's open race. The candidates are said to be neck and neck. The winner will advance to the general election to compete against the Republican nominee in the race to succeed term-limited Democratic Governor Jared Polis. Bennett is pitching a message of, quote, standing up to Trump. But Weiser has come after the senator for supporting some of Trump's cabinet nominees, including Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. Rollins tried to pull SNAP food benefits from Colorado, Weiser said in a gubernatorial debate a few weeks ago. In response, Bennett has touted his pragmatic approach. The reality is that Colorado and the American West are going through an existential fire crisis, and we need the resources that Forest Service is bringing to bear in Colorado, Bennett said. The easiest vote in America is to vote against one of Donald Trump's nominees. But when it's the right thing to do for Colorado, when it's the right thing to have the resources that we need at the attention that we need, I've done that. If he loses the race, Bennett's expected to stay in the Senate, where he's not up for re-election until 2028. The House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee this week will consider a heavy-lifting water bill aimed at strengthening waterways across the country. Committee Chairman Sam Graves of Missouri will oversee a markup tomorrow of the Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA, which authorizes U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and civil work projects. A Missouri farmer is asking a federal judge to deny a proposed $99 million settlement in a class action lawsuit over John Deere's repair practices. In a filing submitted to the federal court in Illinois Northern District yesterday, Missouri farmer Jared Wilson alleged the settlement, quote, would cause manifest injury to the interests of every farmer in America. He asserted that, quote, by extinguishing farmers' rights of action against Deere's monopolization of repair markets for a slap on the wrist and damages and ineffectual injunctive relief, the settlement would strengthen Deere's repair monopoly instead of dismantling it. Wilson said the average member of the class will get, quote, at best a $400 check, remain under Deere's thumb, and see no meaningful change to their independence to repair their equipment. He urged the Lane Johnson, the judge overseeing the case, to reject the proposed settlement, which was filed in April. Beginning in 2022, several farmers filed lawsuits against John Deere, accusing it of monopolizing the repair market for Deere-branded machines with onboard central computers, and those cases were consolidated into one proceeding in Illinois Northern District. Deere denies the allegations. Under the proposed settlement, Deere agreed to pay $99 million and make repair resources available to every owner, lessor, and independent repair shop, quote, on a license or subscription basis on fair and reasonable terms, according to a court filing. Once more than half of Deere dealer locations have access to those tools, the company will make future repair resources available to the same groups, quote, on a fair and reasonable terms, it says. Deere also agreed to let equipment owners, lessors, and independent repair shops report possible defects to the company through its customer contact center and give them the ability to perform reprogramming and diagnostics in offline mode through the John Deere Operations Center Pro Service by the end of the year. Here's today's final word. Open-ended delegations of legislative power have not gone away. Now they will just be exercised by agency officials who answer to the president. The power to write new regulatory crimes still exists, but now the pen ultimately rests in the president's hand. The ability to judge dispute in-house remains, but now the House is white. That's the word of Justice Neil Gorsuch, concurring with the majority opinion in a Supreme Court ruling that found the president can remove leaders of several independent agencies at will. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 30th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.